For nearly six centuries, the Frankfurt Book Fair has attracted authors, publishers, and book lovers from around the world. Soon after Johannes Gutenberg invented the printing press around 1439 in Mainz, near Frankfurt, the first book fair was held by local booksellers. Until the end of the 17th century, it was the most important book fair in Europe. Following the end of World War II, the Frankfurt Book Fair was revived in 1949, and it has since regained its title as the world's largest trade fair for books, based on the number of publishing companies represented. For 5 days, more than 7,000 exhibitors from over 100 countries take part. Welcome, everyone, to Copyright Claimant Center's podcast series, Beyond the Book. My name is Chris Keneally, and here in Danvers, Massachusetts, there's a look of fall on the local landscape while the final plans are being made for the CCC team's annual trek to Germany. Joining me to tell you about a number of copyright and licensing-related events, and with an invitation to join CCC at its stand, are two of my colleagues. Susan Kestner, Director, Rights Holder Experience. Sue, welcome.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you back on Beyond the Book.
Right.
And we had you as a special guest host earlier this year. And as well for his annual visit to the microphone, Jake Kelleher, Director, Licensing and Business Development. Jake, good to see you.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for allowing me to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you both join us. And you know, Sue, you've been traveling over to Germany this time of year for some time now.
A long time,
you've been getting that opportunity on a regular basis. And so you understand why Frankfurt is important to the publishing community, but also important to Copyright Clearance Center. Tell us why.
Well, the Frankfurt Book Fair is a really exciting place for CCC, but for the whole publishing world to be over those 5 days. Basically, all the rights are bought and sold at that time in Frankfurt, and it's truly a global experience. For CCC, it gives us the opportunity to meet and greet publishers that we talk to on the phone and email all year long, but we can see in person and have the opportunity to directly reflect on the year gone by, and more importantly, really, and very exciting for us, to talk about all the exciting opportunities on the horizons for them.
Right. It's a very hectic schedule.
It is an unbelievable schedule, and we really joke that we need roller skates or something, because I've been told, and maybe you know for sure, Chris, it's somewhere between 12 and 14 buildings, and each is the size of an American football stadium, and many of them are multiple floors. So you do the math. If you're not careful, you find yourself having a 20-minute walk between meetings. And here at CCC, we like to refer to Frankfurt as an opportunity for speed dating. Or practicing, maybe, your
right,
speed dating.
Right. Well, so your schedule is pretty tight. But all the same, you do welcome people over to the stand.
Absolutely. We are located this year, as we have been for the last couple of years, in Hall 4.2. That's the building 4, the second floor. And our stand number is M439. And we do welcome people there. There will be at least one, probably two representatives from CCC at the stand all day long. And any one of us can talk to you certainly about future opportunities, share with you some of the enhancements to our Rights Central publisher portal, which if you don't know about, you should know about and give your CCC representative a call. And talk to you about RightsLink and various other CCC programs that are really a way for you to grow your secondary rights business, really a way for you to grow your revenue. It's very exciting. You'll see there's a lot of activity at our stand.
Well, Jake, I want to turn to you because some of the activity is in a number of presentations that some of which you're doing yourself and other of our colleagues. Can you give us the rundown there?
Sure. There's several different presentations. I just found out about a couple of them, but I'm happy to do them. I love doing the demo at a presentation at Frankfurt. Ed Collin, who's our senior director of international, will be doing one on monetizing content in a sophisticated digital world, and he'll be walking the audience through the various licensing programs we have to help people monetize their content. So there are a couple, and there's some information on our website that tell people when and where they can see that presentation. I will be giving a presentation in the hotspots, the various hotspots, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, specifically around RightsLink, our point of content licensing solution. So that's exciting. I usually do an overview of RightSync every year. It's grown a lot this year. It's our fastest growing product. Very exciting. We usually get standing room only, so I encourage people to get there early. And then finally, I think probably the most exciting thing that we're doing is a RightSync MVB deal. MVB is the marketing arm of the Borschenverein. And we are, I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but you can look that up on the website as well. But we have created a RightSync solution that will service multiple rights holders on one portal. And we're going to be doing a beta rollout of that product on Wednesday and Thursday at the MVB booth, which is in Hall 4.0.
Right, and you started to say what MVB is all about, and they'll be well known in the German publishing community.
Correct, and this portal that they have services German, Swiss, and Austrian publishers. And the RightSync interface that we're making for those publishers will be German for the first time. So that's exciting, and that's net new for CCC. And we're doing things that we've never done before, where we have a one-size-fits-all type of approach, but with lots of flexibility and lots of control by the publisher to license the way they want to license, to conduct it in German, to transact in euros rather than U.S. dollar. So instead of us being U.S.-focused, it's really German-focused.
Right. And in fact, a focus with a global aspect. It's a global fair. It's a global solution.
Yeah, that's even better stated then, because this is leading to other opportunities with other organizations that serve multiple publishers throughout the world.
Right. And you know, finally, we should tell people, and as Jake mentioned, all of this information, all those numbers and letters are on our own website, copyright.com/Frankfurt. You can get all the information there. I think you can even sign up for an appointment with someone at Copyright Clearance Center on our site, copyright.com/Frankfurt. But one of the events that we would be definitely want to help people know about is our own CEO's appearance at the so-called Story Drive, part of Frankfurt Sparks. And Tracy Armstrong is going to be appearing on Wednesday, October 12th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon as part of a discussion called Always on the Run, Mobile Content Solutions. And she'll be there with Johanna Mauermann, an author, and Michael Krauss, who's with a mobile platform provider, talking about the way that mobile is transforming publishing. And Frankfurt Sparks and Story Drive is all part of this new digital initiative of Frankfurt Book Fair that looks beyond what gets published between two book covers into enhanced content, enriched media, multi-channel and digital whiteboards, all the various aspects, including iPads, tablets, and smartphones. So if you want to check out what Tracy has to say in that panel, Always on the Run, it's called, on Wednesday, the 12th of October at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there'll be film producers, video makers, musicians, a whole host of artists and other creative types who are joining her for all of that. So we hope you'll go see it. It's been a great rundown. We're hoping that you all have a terrific and successful program there in Frankfurt. Sue Kestner, Director of Rightshold Experience, thanks for joining me on Beyond the Book.
Thank you very much, Chris.
And Jake Kelleher, as always, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Chris.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and e-books, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, copyright.com/beyondthebook. My name is Chris Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.